This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1536. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, primarily shortwave. On this edition, recorded October 28th, New English schedules from Argentina, Cuba, Czechia, Iran, Japan, Kuwait, Romania, Slovakia, Zambia, Spain, and Turkey. More DXN station news from Afghanistan, Bangladesh, China, Costa Rica, Equatorial Guinea, Holland, Greece, Guatemala, Iran, Madagascar, Nan, Mauritania, Mexico, Morocco, Romania, Tunisia, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. Here's more about a new broadcast to Afghanistan we've mentioned before. First I thought it might be clandestine, then determined to be religious, and then attributed to FEBA. But now Ivo Ivanov of Bulgaria says, I listened to Radio Sadaye Zindagi in Dari at 16 to 1630 UT on 11895 with an ID signal of Bible Voice Broadcasting Network, BVBN, at the beginning of the transmission. So it is under their auspices. But like many of the logs we may mention, the schedule changes as of October 31st with the B10 season in BCDX. Ivo Ivanov has the new information. It'll be at 0230 to 0330 UT on 7410 via Wertachtel, Germany, clashing during the first quarter hour with BBC in Azeri via Austria. And Zaharias Liangas in Greece says, according to Google Translation, Sedaye Zendagi means voice of today. One can never be quite sure whether Argentina will go on summertime. They did 2 years ago, but not last year. If they do, that means Rai external transmission, strange as it may seem, move one UT hour earlier during the northern winter. However, according to timeanddate.com, Argentina, or at least most of it, including Buenos Aires, is staying on UT-4, so we'll still hear English from Rai Monday through Friday at 18 UT on 15345 variable, and Tuesday to Saturday at 0200 on 11711 variable. With Indonesia still absent from 4750, Ron Howard in California listens to Bangladesh Betar on that frequency, October 25th at 12:30, apparently news in Bengali, and then followed by news in English at 12:35 until 12:42. But the next day, October 26th, after the news in Bengali, there was no English news, just into some subcontinental music. So what is the schedule for news in English on Bangladesh Betar? Swapan Chakraborty in India says it's the domestic service relay of the Dhaka A program, at least until 1500 UT, and we should refer to the World Radio TV Handbook. Well, that shows that daily English newscasts are at 0100, 1000, 1430, and 1805, which doesn't match what he heard. However, it also says there is a SARC, S-A-A-R-C, news bulletin in English, Mondays only, at 1150. So maybe that's what Ron was hearing, since it was a Monday when he did hear this English newscast, although at a different time. Ron says SARC means South Asian Association for Regional Cooperation. And they apparently also broadcast via All India Radio, although not mentioned in the handbook. Ron Howard has monitored the new time for the Sunday-only English program from Voice of Strait in China on 4940 called Focus on China. It's now half an hour later than it had been before, heard October 24th at 15:30. It can run a full half hour or just 25 minutes, as it did that time, going from English to Chinese at 15:55. The program included news items about China and promos for China. Earlier at 1500, however, there was an ID in English with Chinese before and after. This is the Voice of Taiwan Strait News Radio. Last week, we reported that clandestine Radio Republica admittedly broadcast on 9965 from 11 to 21 UT, We'd already been hearing Dentro Cuban jamming Wall of Noise on that frequency, starting just before 1400 UT, and we never heard jamming or Radio Republica earlier than that hour. However, Terry Kruger in Florida succeeded in hearing Radio Republica on 9965.5, October 22nd at 1239, when it was weak and jammed. However, it was clear when he checked on October 23rd at 1221 to 1234, and on the 24th at 1227, the jamming was not on. We also noticed the jamming was missing later in the day, but as soon as Cuba heard about this, they did start jamming the frequency earlier. October 26th, as early as 11:53, I was already hearing the Wall of Noise on 9965. Yimber Gaviria points out that Arnie Coro made an amendment to his tentative schedule for English broadcast from Radio Havana, Cuba, the one at 23 to midnight UT on Tropical Band 5040. He now says will be an hour later at midnight to 0100. He also added a new schedule for broadcasts in French and on the Radio Havana Cuba website itself. They say it goes into effect on the 8th of November. That's typical, at least a week later than the beginning of an official season. And that probably applies to the other changes as well. Via Wolfgang Dusel, the new B10 schedule of Radio Prague, Czechia, shows some interesting changes. They're back on the 13-meter band, but for only one broadcast in English at 10 UT to West Africa on 21745. If we still want to hear them at 14 UT in North America, we can try for the South Asian broadcast in the opposite direction on 11600. The broadcast intentionally for North America are as follows. At 2330 on 5930, at 0100 and 0200 on new 7410, edging WBCQ, at 0400 on 7345, a much more traditional frequency for Prague. No longer listed are any relays via WRMI, but they may still get some just by chance when WRMI is carrying WRN. As I mentioned last week, coinciding with the reactivation of Radio Inconfidencia Brazil on 15190, Radio Africa, across the pond in Equatorial Guinea, disappeared from that frequency, but it was probably just by coincidence. I've heard them since on one occasion, but they have always been rather unreliable. 15190 with American preaching and gospel singing was heard October 22nd at 2008 UT. And no sign of Inconfidencia then, but they do have quite a weak signal by comparison. And unlike Equatorial Guinea, Inconfidencia varies slightly, about half a kilohertz above or below, when they are active. Via Alokesh Gupta and someone in the British DX Club, FRS Holland, is celebrating its 30th anniversary with three special broadcasts. The first one on the 31st of October, between 0852 and 1500 UT. Part 1 deals with the first 7 years of the pirate, 1980 to 1987, and the shortwave schedule is 0852 to 1500 on 7600 and 5800, and from 09 to 11 and again at 12 to 16 on 6005. 6005, of course, is the legal transmitter of Radio 700 in Germany. Parts 2 and 3 will be in late November and December. RFI fan Mike Cooper in Georgia says, according to the financial newspaper Les Echos and the RFI Riposte weblog, RFI is to be kicked out of the prominent Maison de la Radio along the Seine in Paris and will be shipped off to suburban Paris at Issy-les-Moulineaux to share space with the lame France 24 TV channel. Mike also notes that the new Deutsche Welle schedule has only 2 hours of French per day instead of three. Another follow-up from last week about one of the three transmitters of Voice of Greece being off the air for a few weeks. However, it had returned as of October 23rd, monitored by Wolfgang Büschel and yours truly, the one in the daytime on 15630, between 11 and 2250 UT, and also at night. It had been missing from 7450, but now it's back at 0400 to 0550. However, there are probably some slight schedule changes imminent. We've been monitoring or attempting to monitor Radio Verdad Guatemala just about every night on 4055 since they reactivated with a temporary ham transmitter running about 50 watts as their main shortwave transmitter was being repaired. And finally, we had good news early on October 27th from Dr. Edgar Amilcar Madrid, the director and manager. Radio Truth is on the air again on shortwave with 500 watts on 4052.5 after over 2 years off the air due to the awful harm done by a lightning strike on the 21st of September 2008. We're back thanks to engineer Ralph Borthwick from Canada, who came and repaired the transmitter, and I believe he also installed a better antenna. Reception reports are very much wanted as they're making some final adjustments. I shortly heard them, actually closer, I think, to 4052.4, October 27th, during the final hour on the air when they play mostly hymns in English. Around 0530, it sounded like Johnny Cash. We could certainly tell the difference between this transmitter, the 500 watts, and the previous 50 watts, which was usually just barely audible. Ashik Ekmal Tokon in Bangladesh sends us the new B10 schedule of English from Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. At 10:30 to 11:30 on 15460 and 17630, and 15:30 to 16:30 on 9915 and 11655. All those for South Asia. And also at 15:30 to Europe on 6155 and 6010. At 19:30 to Europe on 7320 and to South Africa on 11695 and 11860. And finally, the hour to North America, which they also call Voice of Justice, will be on 7250 and 6120. Yes, again, this winter, as an outlaw nation, Iran admittedly and blatantly broadcasts to North America on the 40-meter ham band, 7250. Another mystery, which is starting to be cleared up, is on 5840. Sounds like Radio Rahoya Iran. It's a broadcast into Iran, as monitored by Mano Ritala, and in Japan by Seiichi Hasegawa, who's been monitoring it between 16:30 and 17:30 in Persian, but only on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. He then heard an ID as Inja Los Angeles, Radio Ye Rahoye Iran, as did Hiro in Akita. So it apparently it's coming from the U.S. We know there are lots of Iranians in Los Angeles. Patrick Robich in Austria was also hearing it in ADX via BCDX and heard a web page announced, www.kriht.com, which leads to Radio Iran in Houston, Texas. And then on October 25th, Dave Koenig of Interval Signals Online found that the broadcast on 5840 matched the web stream from that site. Wolfgang Büschel thinks the transmitter site is probably Armenia, and of course the schedule could change time and or frequency with a B10 season. Here's the complete new English schedule from NHK World Radio Japan. It's from their PDF schedule via Alan Rowe, Alexei Zinevich, Wolfgang Büschel, and Joe Hanlon. Half an hour broadcast. I won't take time to mention transmitter sites here, but many of them are abroad. Details in DX Listening Digest via worldofradio.org. At 05 UT on 5975, 6110, 9770, 15205, and 17810. 1000 on 9605, 9625, 9840 and 11780. 1200 on 6120, 9625, 9695, and 9790. 1300 on 9875. 1400 on 5955, 9875, and 21560. The media magazine you monitor with your mind, World of Radio, number 1536. Your contributions always welcome via PayPal to WORADIO at yahoo.com or a check in the mail to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK, 73702, USA. As of October 23rd, Chuck Boland in Florida was still hearing Radio Kuwait's English broadcast around 19 UT on 15540. As far as we know, they'll be staying there in the B10 season, although their plans are rather fanciful. For example, they have 25725 on the schedule in the 11-meter band between 12 and 20 UT for the B10 season, aimed 300 degrees toward Western Europe. We'll see if 11 meters propagates well enough to actually turn that transmitter on. Impatient to get their Latin American service on the air, even though their new transmitters in Madagascar World Voice are not ready to go, World Christian Broadcasting, which already runs KNLS in Alaska, has bought an hour of time on WRMI in Spanish to Latin America starting November 1st. It's UT Tuesdays at 0100 to 0200. It's called La Voz Alegre, and apparently besides religion, it has a self-help angle. However, because of the time change in the U.S., from November 9th, it'll be 1 U2 hour later at 02 to 03 Tuesdays. Thanks to Yumber Gaviria for drawing that to our attention. Mauritania has been missing from 4845 lately, and I heard an unexpected signal on their daytime frequency, 7245, October 23rd at the early hour of 0605 UT, with that soporific wake-up chanting they broadcast, like we used to hear on 4845 and similar to what is heard from nearby Polisario station on 6297, also after 0600. But this was October 23rd only. Since then, I've not heard them on either frequency at that hour. 7245 normally changes from 4845 around 0800. Perhaps they simply weren't able to operate on 60 meters because they were also heard in the evening later than usual on 7245, October 23rd and 24th, past 1800, says Torsten Hallmann in Germany, and as late as 1920, says Carlos Gonçalves in Portugal. Mexico is encouraging AM stations to move to FM, but where are they going to put them all? There are already many, many FM stations in Mexico. Arnaldo Slein sends an article from Milenio to the Condicionalist saying that the head of the Comisión Federal de Telecomunicaciones, the government agency, is analyzing the possibility of reducing the separation between FM stations in a given city from 800 to 400 kilohertz, meaning twice as many could be crammed in, but of course increasing interference. As for transitioning to digital TV in Mexico, Curtis Sadowski sends an article from Reuters to WTFDA, the bottom line being that the president of Mexico is pushing for a DTV transition in 2015, but the Supreme Court may delay it until 2021. Although we had been hearing Morocco on 15340 on the same frequency as HCJB Australia and no longer producing a heterodyne, they were back on 15341.2, says Mike Barraclough in England, October 26th, until they closed at 1459. In the daytime here in northwest Oklahoma, we hear a heterodyne on 1050 kHz, meaning one of the two Oklahoma stations is considerably off frequency. Finally, we determined which one. It's KKRX in Lawton, about 1049.9 kHz. And then we heard from Jeremy Ross in Lawton, who says they've been off frequency for quite a while. And in the town, even though they're only running 6 watts at night, they spread over a 100 kilohertz range, 1000 to 1100, and have been resistant to any contact about clearing up the problem. Roger Tidy in the UK says Radio Romania International has an interesting series of programs on Mondays called Pro Memoria. October 25th, it was about previous American-backed stations broadcasting into Romania. No, not just Radio Free Europe, but there's one called, at least in English translation, Radio Future Romania, which was regarded as an enemy of the regime. It originated in Thessaloniki, Greece, until 1960. That's a new one on me, and I was wondering what the frequency was. Was it on shortwave, or it could have been on medium wave only, close enough. Via Alan Rowe and Wolfgang Büschel, we have the new B10 schedule of English broadcasts from Radio Romania International. I'll just mention the ones which are not in DRM. At 0630, 7370, 17780, and 21600. At 12, 11970, 15430, 15460, and 17765. At 1800, 7415, 2130, 6030, 6115, 7310, 7380. 2300, 5915, 6015, 7220, 7300. 0100, 6145, and 7330. And at 0400, 6130, 7305, 9690, and 11895. They're 1 hour long, almost, except for the ones starting on the half hour, which are almost half an hour. Listener's Day on RRI is Sunday, November 7th. That is the first Sunday after Radio Day, November 1st, which is the anniversary of first broadcast in the country 82 years ago. They've been inviting listeners to exercise their imagination. Tell them how you imagine Romania and its people, places you'd like to visit, and shows which have fueled your imagination. In other words, written or recorded contributions have been solicited, and on that day, you should hear direct contributions from a lot of RRI listeners. The 10 best rewarded with a CD. Thanks to Babel Gupta for that info. The new B10 schedule of English from Radio Slovakia International. At 07 to South Asia, Australia and Oceania, 13715 and 15460. At 1730, to Western Europe, 5915 and 6055. 1930 to Western Europe, 5915 and 7345. At 0100 to North America, 6040, and to South and Central America, 9440. Thanks to Alakesh Gupta. The schedule is labeled as effective until the 27th of March next year, the end of the B10 season. However, there's been a lot of talk about their closing down shortwave as of December 31st. And Jean-Michel Aubier in France says, according to their French team, radio and television could merge. So that's bad news for the external service. And according to their announcements, the schedule is valid only until the end of this year. The Stealth Evangelism Service for Young Africans, known as One Africa from CVC, has a new schedule for transmissions via Zambia, effective October 31st, in English. They're to West Africa, but it so happens that North America is in the same direction beyond, so we hear it well over here as well. 04 to 06 on 9430. That's the same where they have been. 06 to 20, also on the same frequency, 13590. But the next one is a change at 20 to 22 UT on 9505, which replaces 9540. Jose Bueno has put up the new transmission schedule of Radio Exterior de España on his programasdex.com website, showing English as follows. Monday through Friday at 19 to 20 UT to Europe on 9665 and to Africa on 9605. On Saturdays and Sundays only, there is another broadcast to Europe at 2200 to 2300 on 6125. And in North America, it shows the daily broadcast in English at midnight to 01 on 5970. That's after it's been on 6055 for many years. Trouble is, Radio Havana Cuba is currently occupying that frequency in Spanish. There could be a bit of a collision unless they coordinate and Havana moves off, as they may well plan to do from November 8th. It's really not clear why Spain would make such a move for this English broadcast only, and according to the scheduled stay on 6055, for French before midnight UT, and for Spanish after 0100. Another strange thing in the new schedule, if we can believe it, it shows a half-hour Monday through Friday broadcast in Basque at 13 to 1330 UT on all their frequencies to many different target areas, but no longer a morning group of five-minute newscasts in Catalan, Galician, and Basque at 1240 to 1255. Instead, that's moving to the evening at 2340 to 2355, only on 11680, 9620, 9535, and 6125, which are direct and not the Costa Rican relay, even though they are for the Americas. The best frequencies for that Basque broadcast, if it comes off at 13 to 1330 weekdays for us, should be 17595 direct and 15170 via Costa Rica. On at least two occasions, I've caught Tunisia on the wrong frequency in the 05 to 06 UT hour, 7225 instead of 7275, probably because they forgot to change the frequency from their evening broadcast, which is on 7225. Via Mustafa Cankurt in Turkey, we have the new schedule for Voice of Turkey in English. Everything moves one UT hour later, and the frequencies are quite similar to what they used last winter. 1330 on 11735 and 12035, 1930 on 6050, 2130 on 9610, 2300 to North America on 5960, and at 0400 to Asia on 7240 and to North America on 9655. That's unusual, and a new frequency, trying to use the 31-meter band over that all-darkness winter path. Just about every morning, I'm hearing KDWN 720 in Las Vegas, Nevada, cutting to its non-directional daytime pattern 1 hour earlier than it's supposed to at 1245 UT. In November, they're supposed to do that at 1415 UT, but during the first week, while daylight time still confuses them, I wouldn't be surprised if it happens at 1315. Remember, there's a week of confusion from October 31st to November 7th, when North America remains on daylight shifting time, but Europe is not. All our World of Radio times via American shortwave stations shift one UT hour later, but not until November 7th, and I think just about all will remain on the same frequencies. For example, on WBCQ, we should become more audible at 2000 UT, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays on 7415. On WWRB, UT Fridays at 0430 on 3185. More details next week. The propagation outlook from Boulder issued October 26th. ANK indices mostly 5 and 2 until November 19th, 20 and 4. Solar flux dropping from 84 October 30th to 75 November 3rd and 4th, and back up to 85 starting November 12th. As for November 2nd, I predict you'll be sorry if the Republicans are allowed further to impede what progress we are making. And that's World of Radio number 1536. Glenn Hauser inviting you back next week.